From KLCC News in Eugene, I'm Barbara Dellenbach. Before her coverage of the Parkland shooting earned her a Pulitzer Prize for public service, Tanya Alanez was an editor-in-chief for Lane Community College's student newspaper, The Torch. She's also a Duck, having graduated from the University of Oregon in 2003. Alanez stopped by KLCC Studios yesterday after speaking engagements at her alma mater. KLCC's Brian Bull asked her about her early life before becoming an acclaimed journalist.
You grew up on the Yakima Reservation in Washington. Were there experiences or lessons learned there that you've carried with you throughout your life?
Very, very much so. What I learned there was how to persevere. Despite the odds and against the odds, I could make a different life for myself than the rest of my family had. I'm the first of my family to have gotten a college degree. I don't know if I learned, like, what to do. I learned what not to do, being raised on the reservation.
What were some things not to do?
Become a binge alcoholic. Get into abusive relationships. Be a criminal. End up in jail.
Where did you get the idea that it was time to explore new opportunities off the reservation?
The summer I turned 13, my mom and brother and I went to my grandfather's funeral in Southern California, which is where I was born. It was fantastic. I was like, Mom, you know, I know you want to move here and have for a long time, and if you still want to, I'd be open to it. So we went home, we had a big yard sale, sold off a bunch of stuff, rented a great big U-Haul, and Mom drove it from the reservation down to Southern Cal.
Tanya, you were part of the Sun Sentinel's coverage of the Parkland school shooting in 2018. What was the most challenging part of that story for you?
I wasn't the one who was doing all the document fights and stuff, you know, and getting threatened with contempt and being jailed by judges and so forth. I think for me was I had to go, like, every day I just go there after school and park in the student parking lot and just kind of try to talk to kids and gather, widen our sore space. And teenagers are really hard to talk to. It's hard to make them relax.
And especially talking about an incident like that.
Yeah. So that was hard for me, approaching the teens, just cold approaching. If I, like, called them or, you know, we'd arranged an appointment or something, that's fine.
Well, what was your technique or best practice as far as getting them to open up to you?
Not sure what my formula was. One thing I think is the March for Our Lives kids were getting so much attention and focus that I did find the others were willing and rather delighted to have an opportunity to talk to feel like their voices mattered, not just these rock stars.
When the Pulitzer Prize was awarded to your newspaper, do you recall how you and your colleagues reacted?
Oh, yeah. We were all gathered and standing in front of a big screen on the wall. The public service Pulitzer is the first one they announced, so we didn't even hear who won anything else. Because once we erupted in happiness and laughter and just like tears of joy, it was really emotional. And I think we really, really, we felt like we truly earned it. And we all really felt like we did our best work all year long. We all know how to work with each other, and we know each other's strengths and know how to team up.
We're in a time now where both people of color and journalists are dealing with a very contentious political climate. Reporters have been branded by this administration as enemies of the people. The administration has held back on condemning actions by white supremacists like we saw in Charlottesville. And this has all kind of just spiraled into, I think, a very toxic atmosphere for both groups. And I'm just curious, Tanya, if this has affected both you and your work.
Definitely. This is a very, very troubling, risky time. I think we should no longer take our First Amendment rights and our free press for granted. The fake news branding is damaging. Journalists are under siege. But we're not the enemy of the people. I'm not the enemy of the people. It's ludicrous because we are the people and our voices are the people's voices. And I don't understand when in American history did being questioning and being inquisitive and practicing skepticism made you an enemy of the people.
Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Tanya Alanez speaking to KLCC's Brian Bull about her work in the state of journalism. We'll have an extended conversation available later on KLCC.org.